Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Member by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem, and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, HaMagadev Eno Chayv Ad Shifarish Hashem. A blasphemer is not liable to stoning unless he himself pronounces Hashem's name, not if he heard someone pronounce the name and he cursed it. Rav Yeshua ben Korcha says the Edim are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Magadev said Yaki Yosi as Yosef, he may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Af ani kamohu, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. A brisa states, Ad shevarech shem b'shem. He's not liable unless he blesses, so to speak, Hashem's name with Hashem's name, as in the Mishnah's example of Yaki Yosi as Yosi, because the pasuk repeats the phrase, v'nokev shem b'nikvo shem. The Gemara proceeds to prove that nokev means to curse. Point number two, a brisa darshans the phrase ish ish, any man who curses, or Rabbah says over the Kochavim, to include idolaters, Shemuzharin al Birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like a Yisrael. Since there is another source coming up prohibiting an idolater in Birchas Hashem, Rabbi Yitzhak Navcha explains that this drasha is L'Rabbos as a kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem such as Elohim in the prohibition, and follows Rabbi Meir's opinion that a Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir says the superfluous pasuk teaches that one is not only liable for the Shem HaMiyuchad written in the primary pasuk of Birchas Hashem, but for all kinuim as well. The Chachamim say, Al Shem HaMiyuchad B'Misa, for blessing, so to speak, the specific name, one is punished with death, Ba Kinuim Ba'Hazhara, but for the subordinate names, he violates the prohibition but is not executed. Rabbi Miyasha disagrees with Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha and says that the Rabbanan agree that a Gentile is liable for kinuim based on a drasha. And point number three was taught in a brisa, Sheva mitzvahs nitzavu b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in seven mitzvahs. Number one, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number two, birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number three, avodah zorah. Number four, gilui arayos. Number five, shvichus dami, murder. Number six, gazel. And number seven, ever min hachai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. Rabbi Chinin ben Gamliel adds, dam min hachai, consuming blood taken from a live animal. Rabbi Chidka adds sirus, sterilizing a person or animal. Rabbi Shimon adds kishuv, sorcery. Rabbi Yossi says that they are forbidden everything mentioned in the parsha about kishuv, including other prohibitions such as menachish, one who follows omens, since the Kananim were banished from Eretz Yisrael for them, but anish Elohim ken hizir, and Hashem does not punish for actions unless he warns against them. Blazer adds kalim, specifically interbreeding animals and plants. Abraisa adds that Yisrael was commanded in dinim at Mara in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and the Gemara eventually explains that this follows the Tana of Menashe's yeshiva, the Mapik Dach v'Ayol Sach, who removes Dalet and Chaf from his list, referring to dinim and Birchas Hashem, and substitutes them with Samach and Chaf, referring to Sirus and Kalayim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, HaMagadev Eno Chayv Ad Shiyafarish Hashem. A blasphemer is not liable to stoning unless he himself pronounces Hashem's name, not if you heard someone pronounce the name and he cursed it. Rav Yeshua ben Korcha says the Edim are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Magadev said Yaki Yosi as Yosef, he may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Af ani kamohu, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. A brisa states, Ad shevarech shem b'shem. He's not liable unless he blesses, so to speak, Hashem's name with Hashem's name, as in the Mishnah's example of Yaki Yosi as Yosi, because the pasuk repeats the phrase, v'nokev shem b'nikvo shem. The Gemara proceeds to prove that nokev means to curse. Point number two, a brisa darshans the phrase ish ish, any man who curses, or Rabbah says over the Kochavim, to include idolaters, Shemuzharin al Birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like a Yisrael. since there is another source coming up prohibiting an idolater in Birchas Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha explains that this drasha is L'Rabbos as a kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim in the prohibition, and follows Rabbi Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. In a brisa, Rabbi Meir says the superfluous pasuk teaches that one is not only liable for the Shem HaMiyuchad, written in the primary pasuk of Birchas Hashem, but for all kinuim as well. The Chachamim say, Al Shem HaMiyuchad B'Misa, for blessing, so to speak, the specific name, one is punished with death, Ba'kinuim Ba'Hazhara, but for the subordinate names, he violates the prohibition but is not executed. Rabbi Miyasha disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and says that the Rabbanan agree that a Gentile is liable for kinuim based on a drasha. And point number three was taught in the Braisa, Sheven mitzvahs nitzavu b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in seven mitzvahs. Number one, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number two, Birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number three, Avodah Zorah. Number four, Gilui Arayos. Number five, Shvichus Dami, murder. Number six, Gazel. And number seven, Ever Min HaChai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. Rabbi Chinin ben Gamliel adds, Dam Min HaChai, consuming blood taken from a live animal. Rabbi Chidka adds Sirus, sterilizing a person or animal. Rabbi Shimon adds Kishuv, sorcery. Rabbi Yossi says that they are forbidden everything mentioned in the Parsha about Kishuv, including other prohibitions such as Menachesh, one who follows omens, since the Kananim were banished from Eretz Yisrael for them. But Anish Ela Im Ken Hizir, and Hashem does not punish for actions unless he warns against them. Blazer adds Kalaim, specifically interbreeding animals and plants. Abraisa adds that Yisrael was commanded in Dinim at Mara in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and the Gemara eventually explains that this follows the Tana of Menashe's Yeshiva, the Mapik Dach V'Ayol Sach, who removes Dalet and Chaf from his list, referring to Dinim and Birchas Hashem, and substitutes them with Samach and Chaf, referring to Sirus and Kalaim. Alright, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as by Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going nu-nu. So here goes. The shusher who was sent out of Beis Din when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard, a Megadif, actually said, got his chance to go nu-nu when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number seven that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach listed on it. So once again, in slow motion, the shusher, that must be learned off Nun Vav, nu-nu. The shusher was sent out of Beis Din when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that the aiding for Megadif are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Megadif said Yaki Yossi as Yossi, may Yossi strike Yossi, Yossi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Afani kamohu, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. So the shushu was sent out of Beis Din when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, got his chance to go nu-nu when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, which reminds us, a braisa darshans the phrase ish, any man who curses, L'Rabbos es ha'ovde kochavim, to include idolaters, shemuzarin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned in blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like Yisrael. Since there's another source prohibiting an idolater in Birchas Hashem, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha explains that this drasha is L'Rabbos as a kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim, in the prohibition, and follows Rabbi Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. So the shushu was sent out of Beis Din when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, got his chance to go nu-nu when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number seven that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach listed on him, which reminds us, Abraisa states, Sheva mitzvahs nitzavu b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in seven mitzvahs. Number one, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number two, Birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number three, Avodah Zarah. Number four, Gilui Arayos. Number five, Shvichus Dami, murder. Number six, Gezel. And seven, Ever Min HaChai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. So once again, the shusher who was sent out of Beis Din when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadif actually said, got his chance to go nu-nu when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number seven that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach listed on it. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Nun Beis. So the simmer Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit, that must be on Daf Nun Beis. The group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, which reminds us the Gemara brings the procedure for Sreifa, where it's Sreifa's neshama, but the body is left intact, by pouring molten lead down the person's throat. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, which reminds us the Gemara brings the procedure for Herig and the Machlokas, is whether they cut off the person's head while he's standing with a sword, or his head is placed on a chopping block and cut off with a hatchet. So the group of newbies to Yiddishkeit had a blast when they visited the Arba Mises Training Center, where they got to pour molten lead down a dummy's throat, practice lopping off heads of statues using a sword, and see what it's like when a kerchief is wrapped around their necks and pulled from opposite sides. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the procedure for chenek, strangulation, and the rule that kol misa amur b'tor stam eino el chenek, any death through basin, which is unspecified, it means strangulation. Daf Nun Gimel, so the simmer Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned listing 18 different cases. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife, which reminds us, the Brice records a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Imo Aisa, Imo Rui La'avi, if his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective, Eino Chayav El Mishuma Ein Bovad, and he's only liable for relations with a mother, not for a father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that Ein Kedushin Tovsin, but Chayav Elavin, Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of a sign with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and Kohen Gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imcha hi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife, which reminds us in the Mishnah of Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother, who is also his father's wife, is only liable for Imo, but not for Eshes Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase Imchahi, she is your mother, teaching Mishum Imo Atamachayvo, you may make him liable for relations with his mother, via Atamachayvo Mishum Eshes Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. Daf Nun Dalet, so the simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the simmer. So here goes. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish. Pasta chef? Noodle dish? That must be on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was being killed for being a tekala. And a kala, which reminds me, we learned that a behemoth with whom someone had relations is killed because of two reasons, tekala, stumbling, and kalam, disgrace. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the azaros for a shochev and nishkav of mishkav zachar. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9, which reminds the Gemara discusses the minimum age which is considered for Mishkav Zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eisib Shochev, Eisib Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a Shochev, committing the act, is capable of being a Nishkav, submitting to the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute Mishkav Zachar when he's a Nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for Mishkav Zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkavei Isha, as one lies with a woman, and a woman is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. Daf Nun Hei, so the simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with the speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must be more on Daf Nun Hei. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Ovid kol chavim haba'al habahema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, Is the animal stoned? To call Vakon Be'im, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here, there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or tekala, afal pisha, and kolon, stumbling is sufficient to kill it, even though there is no disgrace. So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna asks about this case. Yisrael abal behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalon be'im. Do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there is only disgrace of the act, but no tekala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed. Or kalon afopisha ein tekala. Is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal, even though there is no stumbling? So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow, while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her tekala, the kalon cow. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of a katana intentionally having relations with the behema and it being a case of tekala, the kalon. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you discuss if a bas kohen who married a Levi, Israel, or apostle loses her kahuna status regarding Sreifa? That's on Daf Nunav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you have a case of tekala, the kalon of a behema with a katana? That's on Daf Nun hey. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn about the procedure of chenek, strangulation? That's on Daf Nun beis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have a discussion about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? That's on Daf Nun vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that we derive that Sreifas Bas Kohen is for specifically adultery and does not apply to a Panuya? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn Nachrim are also included in the prohibition of blessing Hashem's name? That's on Daf Nunvav. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss a case of an Ovid Kochavim Habal Behema and it being a situation of Tekala without Kalon? That's on Daf Nunhei. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn that in the case of Magadev, if Basin votes to convict, everyone is sent out of the room and one aide says what he explicitly heard? That's on Daf Nunvav. Good. Number 9. Which stuff were we taught that we learn Zvachim nowadays because we say Drosh Bekabel Schar? That's on Daf Nunav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you discuss the minimum age, which is considered Mishkav Zachar? That's on Daf Nundalit. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.